Welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. Get me wherever you're getting your podcast from. Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, blah, 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 the usual. And then head over to YouTube, where you get to see me. I don't know for how long, though. YouTube keeps shadow banning it. And there's been a lot of stuff going on. They've been taking down a lot of stuff. YouTube has been taking on a lot of people's podcasts, which is very interesting, you know, because it doesn't agree with a lot of things that you say, so it takes it down. So I don't know how long this will stay up on an episode. This is kind of a controversial subject I want to talk about today. So YouTube, you invisible cowards, hiding behind the wall, throwing stones over at the kids playing football in the field. We used to have a neighbor like that, Mrs. Healy. We had a field right next to her house in the wall, and we'd be playing football, soccer, as it's known in America. And all of a sudden, stones would come over the wall. She didn't like us playing there. That's what YouTube are. Hello, Mrs. Healy. I was only joking. You all right? How are you? Anyway, so, watch me on YouTube. Also, The Man's ID Show, another episode coming out this week. We're on a roll for you. Me and my good buddy Corey Brooks, that's available. And come see me live. If you're listening to today, Monday being, and you live on Long Island, my last show on Long Island for a while is at Stephen Talkhouse out in Amagansett, out in the Hamptons. That's where it's all going to be happening. That's tonight. And then this Saturday, I am opening for Brad Williams. He's taping his special at the Sony Theater in New York City. Brad's one of my favorite comics, and I'm very grateful that he asked me to come and open for him on his big night. So, Arizona, next week, the 22nd. What are you doing? What are you like? Come on out and see me. There's tickets on sale. There's still some tickets available. I'd say a few. I don't know. Having a look at the ticket sales. I don't watch that shit. It depresses me. And then in Florida, New Smyrna Beach, 18th, 19th of August, I will be headlining at Madcap Comedy Club. So, do come on down. I would love to see you. Anyway, what I want to talk about today is I went to see the movie Sounds of Freedom. And I don't know if you've heard, because you haven't heard much about it, because it's been blocked out by the media. It has got no advertisements on national, like on regular television, like everything else. It's kind of word of mouth. It's been shared through social media, and it's a true story based on a hero, Tim Ballard, and he's played by Jim Caviezel, who you may know, who played Jesus Christ in the Passion of the Christ. He played Jesus of Nazareth in that movie. And no coverage. You didn't see Jim Caviezel. He wasn't on, coming tonight on the Tonight Show, right? He's not on the couch with Jimmy Fallon. He's not playing beer pong or some weird ping pong game dressed as a cat on Jimmy Fallon promoting this movie. No place would take him. None of the three-letter companies would take him to promote this movie. And it's done by Angel Studios. Angel Studios, I'll talk about them in just a moment. But I went to see the movie. And funny enough, the movie came out on opening day on July 4th, and it made $40 million with no advertising. It's just word of mouth of people sharing it and texting it. $40 million. And then Indiana Jones came out and made $24 million, right? Another flop by Disney. And I don't know, man. We're done seeing these movies with these old people. You know, you're too old, Indy, and we love the old movies. You just sometimes you have to walk away and stop trying to cash in on people's nostalgia just to fucking cash a paycheck, because it's a dumb idea, a 95-year-old man with a whip swinging and shit. It ain't. There's one guy who's supposed to run a country, and he can't do that, and he's a little bit younger than Indiana Jones. So let's not pretend that we're going to believe this story. So I'm kind of glad that it did that. And the movie's a true story based on Tim Ballard, who brought down and continues to bring down sex trafficking rings, organizations. And I don't know what upset me more about when I went to see this movie. First of all, the movie was sold out all week. I couldn't get tickets for opening day. I couldn't get tickets all week. I got a shitty seat down at the front looking up at an angle. Every movie was sold out for a week. Every time slot was sold out for a week. What did that tell you? So so many people wanted to see this movie, but yet it was covered up. And we'll get into maybe why it was covered up earlier. But I don't know what offended me more. I don't know what upset me more was... I don't know who's worse in this world. The pedophiles, and I'm going to call them pedophiles, right? Because I normally say pedophiles, but I don't want to... We pronounce it pedophiles, but I'm not going to say, like, because you'd be annoyed the whole time. Like, I was annoyed. Like, I used to do karate when I was a kid, and someone would call it karate, and you want to karate chop him to the neck. So, and that would annoy me. So, so I won't annoy you by saying pedophiles, I'll say pedophiles as much as I can through this movie. But I don't know what upset me more, that the pedophiles are people who talk during a movie. Before I get into it, listen, come on, man. Like, have you ever watched The Simpsons, or do you ever watch South Park, when the town comes together as a mob, and it just kind of really highlights how dumb society can be, like what moron society is, like, and the main stars are the sane ones, but society's morons with a mob, and I feel Long Island is like that, just animals in a theater, right? Cell phones go, like, seriously, a cell phone went off, and someone goes, yells, shut up, you fucking phone, and the woman goes, I'm sorry, just like sarcastically, you know, you're just, shut up, right? You know, like, kind of like the guy from Monsters Inc. You're making him lose his focus. And, you know, but then next to me, this old couple comes in, and I'm sitting at B13. That'll tell you how close it was to the screen. B13. A, B. Goes all the way up to fucking W, I think. I'm at A. I'm at B. And this old couple comes in. The movie started, obviously. Of course it started. You come in late, and you get... What seat number is that? Oh. It's B13. Well, we're 12. Well, go fucking sit. Then they sit down, and she turns her light, her flash on the phone. I go, miss, your light's on the phone. Give her the benefit of doubt. Maybe she wasn't aware. And then they took out something which I'd never seen before in the movie theater. I know they offer these things at the movie theater. They have a headphone, which I thought were for the hearing impaired. Right? You put it on the headphones, it enhanced the sound. I know what's going on with the movie. They're not. These are for visually impaired. So the fucking headphones are describing what you're seeing. So I'm sitting there watching a movie and I can hear, because you know when someone's headphones are up too loud? So the guy's obviously deaf and fucking blind. So all I can hear is like, the camera pans out over a Colombian village. A girl plays the bongo drums. I'm like, fuck this. But I'm just going to leave. Because I've been waiting for a year for this movie since I heard it was banned and no company would pick it up. I've been waiting for this movie for a year. I was like, fuck. So the guy took it off to settle down. So anyway, whenever I hear about a movie theater shooting, like, oh, did you hear someone was in the movie theater and you shot him up, and go, oh, what a horrible person. Hang on a second. Let's ask some questions. Was he a horrible person, or was everybody around him talking? Because I can see it. I don't condone it. I wish it wouldn't happen. But I can understand it. That's all I'm saying. I can get into your mind and go, you shouldn't have done it, mate, but I get it. Your Honor, listen, if I'm on a jury, it's going to be tough. You might not get the chair. You want me on your jury if you're arrested for a movie theater shooting. That's all I'll say. Someone's going to see the light of day on YouTube anyway. So, but anyway, so let me get on to the movie. So the movie does cover a lot. And it first of all, my I'll be honest with you, my cheeks were never dry during the movie. I just cried through the whole movie. Laughing my ass off. Terrible joke, Nick. It's not appropriate. I was bawling through the whole movie, like literally from start to finish. And it's a PG-13 movie, right? So it's everything is implied, which is worse, because now you have to use your imagination. So if you have a weird imagination, if you have a dark... Is my thing even going here on this thing? If you have...
There you go. Okay, now it seems to be running, but the sound's not going to be great. Whatever. Anyway, I am so sorry about that. So, yeah. So let's get into it again. So let me start again. So it is about... so you talk about the sex trafficking industry about... And it's about the trafficking of children. So let's talk a little bit about... If you don't know what goes on with the sex trafficking, it's a $150 billion a year industry. $150 billion a year, which means it's almost more than the drug trade. And there's lines in the movie that will scare the shit out of you. Like, you can use a bag of cocaine once, done. But you can use a child 5 times a day. And these are some of the things that were uncovered. So if 150 billion people, and of course, this is the scary part, at least for me, being a father and a human, Living in America. America is the number one consumer of child pornography. Also, it is almost number one in the production of child pornography. That's a lot. That's a lot of child pornography to that amount. It's hard to wrap your head around. Then you got Canada, that they recently in Alberta uncovered a sex traffic ring for children, and they found over 1 million photos and videos. Now, I know you're thinking, oh, it's Canada, they're nice, and probably 1 million pictures and videos. Some of those must be duplicates, right? You know, when you're going your phone, it's like, that's the same picture of my steak dinner. Delete one of them. But anyway, they found but my terrible jokes are for my own insecurities, my own uncomfortableness. So it's a reflection on me, my weaknesses, not me being an asshole, an insensitive asshole. So there's a lot, you know, going on with this. It's such a huge, and in the movie, it shows legit abductions of happening in broad daylight, of children. So it's about Tim Ballard. Tim Ballard is a gentleman who the left came after him. I don't know why. The man is out literally saving children's lives. Some of the things I'll tell you about Tim, because I did a lot of research on the guy. I watched a lot of podcasts about him. I read his book. And there's a lot of stuff about Tim that are not in the movie that, you know, I don't think they were necessary, but I'd like to talk about him. But he gave up basically $12 million worth of pensions to go fight this. He sold his house to fund this, and none of that is in the movie, to fund these operations to go down and save these children. But he got attacked from the left, from left media, a while ago, about saying he supports QAnon, the QAnon conspiracies, and he doesn't. QAnon took something he said and ran with it and exaggerated, meaning that there's these people who take children's blood and they drink it and sacrifice it. And so, of course, QAnon were like, well, it's Ellen, it's Tom Hanks, it's all these things. But having said that, he did say that does happen, but he never mentioned celebrities do it. So he, in West Africa, he walked into this place, into this factory where, and of course the boiler would kick on. He walked into this, basically a factory full to the top of these young girls, teenage girls, who are all tied there, and they're basically being raped around the clock repeatedly. All kidnapped girls, all kidnapped women, young women, and they're raped around the clock. They give birth to children, and the children are then sold. The babies are then being sold for sex trafficking, labor. And labor and sacrificial things, right? So they found these like witch doctors would chop up babies and take their organs, and they would, you know, nail the organs over their doors so the dark lords would support their businesses. He told that legit story, and of course QAnon ran with it, but they tried to discredit him on a lot of stuff. Which is weird. Like, why are you trying to discredit someone who's doing something so good, who's trying to stop something so evil? You know, like, why? And he's highlighting stuff like, we're letting the Mexican border open. Now, this is not about stopping immigrant people coming in. That'd be very hypocritical of me. And I get what it must be like I've never been to that hardship, thank God. But I understand what it must be like to have absolutely nothing, to have, watch your family starve in front of you. But yet over there, few miles is food, is shelter. I get it. But these people are not, they have no documentation coming in. And they're showing the movie how you just walk across with a kid and all you got to do is lie about the kid. The kid is threatened that, hey, if you open your mouth, I'm going to kill your sister, I'm going to do this. So these people are, thousands a day are coming in with trafficked children across the US border every day, and we're doing nothing about it. We're not stopping it. We're not interfering with it. We're not putting any stop to it. So we don't know why that's happening, right? We don't know why there's no push on this. We don't know why people are trying to stop people like Tim Ballard and his company, Underground Railroad. I recommend you check it out. we don't look at that, right? We don't look at that. We don't look at why, like something like Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Like, and there's a reference to islands in the movie that are set up by these people. They don't say Epstein Island, but everybody kind of like, oh, well, there you go, that's weird. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested for sex trafficking, right? But why aren't we talking about who is on the, like, who did you traffic the kid to? Because usually for a crime to be committed, you have to have a person have committed that crime to you. Do you understand? Does that make sense? So like if I get arrested for punching someone in the face, you have to tell, well, who did he punch? Record shows he punched blah blah blah. So if she is sex trafficked children, so meaning did she just bring a child somewhere? Is that, but that's just trafficking, it's not sex trafficking. So sex trafficking is that you gave that child to somebody for sexual use, sexual abuse. He's freestyling now. But who did you give it to? So there has to be a list. So there is something remarkable that's not out yet. Those people haven't been like named yet. It's just remarkable to me. So that we don't do that, right? So Tim Ballard went, like, we don't highlight the Mexican border thing. We're not calling people out. And Tim Ballard has uncovered that they're teachers, like US teachers, doctors, lawyers, pastors, priests, rabbis. People that are, you're in your gym, you could be listening right on the treadmill right now. Look two people down. $150 billion, America being the number one consumer. There's a chance you look around the room you're in right now, there is probably a pedophile around, someone that's into that. We don't do anything about it, right? And then you go, Tim Batter goes to Congress. He's like, listen, you have organizations that are trying to stop calling people pedophiles and calling them MAPS. I've seen videos of teachers throwing a kid out of his classroom, he said, because he said pedophile. Don't say pedophile. They're not pedophiles. They're considered MAPS, minor attracted person. You can't help these people. And I'll talk about that in a brief second. Right? You're doing that, and then you're giving, you're trying to lower, like France tried to do, to lower the age of consent for sex for children, for people. Lower the age of consent. Then you're sexualizing children all day, every day. You're giving them books about blowjobs, oral sex. They're in the school libraries in America for kids that are not even in the adolescent stage yet, and they're fucking reading these books. They're not even curious at 8 or 9. You're not even curious. You don't give a shit 8 or 9. At least I didn't, and my friends didn't. You're trying to lower that. And then you talk about, like, you know, you can mutilate a 13-year-old in California without the parents' consent. You can give them all that stuff. There was a story I read about this girl who's going through school, right? And she tried to go through a transition. She tried to go through some transition to become something. So what happened? Listen, let's be honest about these people who are transitioning. Let's be honest about what you look like. You don't go, I'm transitioning and now I look like a girl. Like, you don't walk in and she go, wait, that's, oh my God, that's a girl. You don't do that. You go, that's a dude who no longer wants to be a dude, that looks like a dude who dressed up like something that's not a dude. Or a girl that's dressed up as wants to be a boy, but they're not. You just see that it's not. You know it's not by looking at it. So let's be honest. Battery's going low. This whole episode's falling apart. Let's be honest. It's not. We know what we see. We can give them the respect. By the way, that's not about respecting anyone's genders, but you can give them the respect, right? I'm not talking about not giving them respect. I'm talking about, you know what you're looking at. There's no job that's done that good. You go, oh my God, I was totally fooled. Didn't know the difference there. Didn't know the difference. I've never seen a case. Prove me wrong, send it to me. And I'll go, shit, all right, good. So what are we doing with these? What are we doing with these? So then this girl who told this story, what does she do? She can't get, no one in school wants to date her because she's at that stage. She's at that stage of, I'm trying to look like a boy, but I'm not. So the girls won't date me. And I'm a girl that looks too much, like, so nobody dates her. So she turns to the web. She goes online. And then that's where the fucking monsters come. That's where the monsters come. And so Tim Ballard, something like, we're approving all this. We're allowing it to happen. Right? And then you look, we talk about pedophiles. I've studied a lot of shit on this. Not a lot on pedophiles, but I've done a lot of mental disables, mental disabilities, all that kind of stuff. And pedophiles usually are just evil. They just are. It doesn't come from abuse. You think that it comes from abuse and then they abuse. There are some cases of that, but the majority of them are just want to keep going and going and going with their addiction. They want to keep going and going and going with porn. I got to keep going to the edge. I'm not into that anymore. I got to keep going. What's the next thing I can do? It's just, it's pure evil. And that's what it is. It's good versus evil. And that's why, and it is, it's good versus evil. You can come back and you say, no, that's not, you know, whatever. And that's why Angel Studios, which is a Christian, I worked for Angel Studios last year. Last October, I did a special for them, a dry bar special. And I wish I had given the respect to Angel Studios when I was there. I did, of course, I respect them. I'm very, very professional. But I wish I was knew the greatness of that studio that I was in. I do, and I regret that now. Looking back on it, I go, holy shit, look at what they've done. And I was in the moment, and I never followed through on it. I never appreciated where I was at that moment, because I didn't realize how much of an impact it had on me, on all their shows, and now this movie. And I wish I'd given it to them. But it's sold out everywhere. It is sold out everywhere. You know? And the thing about this movie is, look, and I'll kind of wrap it up on this, because I don't know, I think I've been too serious for too long. The reason why I think it's a problem, and a lot of actors didn't want to be in this movie too, which is very common, is because they didn't want to hurt their careers, because for some reason it was banned. You weren't allowed involved in this. Don't get involved. People over there, because it was considered a right-wing movie, don't get involved. Everybody was told, their agents were telling, don't. You know what? Schindler's List was a great movie, right? It was made after the Holocaust happened, though, like about almost 100 years later. Right, so we can make that movie now because it was over 100 years ago, or nearly 100 years ago. But this movie is happening now. Hotel Rwanda was made way after all that thing happened. This is happening today, and this is why it's uncomfortable. So why don't we do, instead of, like, you know, there's more slaves now than there's ever been. Sex slaves, labor slaves, people getting their organs harvested for people who don't want to be on a waiting list. And that's not a joke. That's not a made-up conspiracy. There's more slaves alive today than there ever has been. That's when slavery was legal. That's fucking scary. So how about we stop making more of these 12 years a slave thing? And that's not ever discarding what the African-Americans went through during their time of slavery. That's not at all downplaying it. Right? But we've kind of luckily put that behind us. We have laws all passed. People are protected. I'm not saying there's not a generational kind of effect of that, because if your great-grandfather was a slave and the stories get told, I'm not saying that doesn't affect you. I get that about the British from my family. So I'm not discarding at all what African-Americans went through with slavery. But instead of making these movies now where it makes white people guilty, because they're the only, there's never Indians, like people from India or Mexico with black slaves. It's never that. It's always us people, right? So white people are felt terrible, even though we weren't there, and black people are left kind of angered, understandably. So how about we all feel ashamed? How about we all feel like we're not doing enough? How about we all keep an eye on it? How about we all fucking protect our children? Do you know what I mean? Like, we look after your family. You know? Stop letting the fucking administration say it. They're our children. No, they're fucking not. You mind your fucking business. You can't even do your own job. And now you're going to try to be a mother and father to my kids? You're not going to do it. Anyway, I cannot recommend this movie enough. I cannot recommend. If you can get tickets, if you're lucky to get it, if you haven't seen an advertisement, if you didn't know, well, now you know. Anyway, I got to go. Sorry about the breakup in the middle of all the technical problems, but thanks for listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing. As always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.